Daniel, just to take you back to the 7th of December when this game was meant to be played. You took a full squad and, you know, big support over to London. The game was postponed at the last minute. There must have been a bit of frustration there at that decision.
Oh, definitely. Mark, it was so frustrated for the supporters that travelled in their numbers. You know, we had great numbers over, and for the game not to go ahead, it was just devastating for them. But in fairness, the spirits were good, and we had a good weekend when we were there. It was used as a team bonding weekend at the end up, but we had to make the best of it as it was. But really disappointed at the time that the game didn't go ahead.
What were the conditions like that day? Did you agree with the decision to call it off?
Oh, I did. On my own heart, when I got off the bus and looked at the pitch, I knew it was going to be really difficult for the game to go ahead. And in fairness to the referee, when he landed at the ground, the first thing came out of his mouth was that this game can't go ahead. And I did say to him, give it a chance, sir. And now, in fairness, he did give her the three inspections, and he put the game back half an hour to see what it developed. But no, the lower end of the pitch, there was too much surface water, and hey, the protection of players inevitably was important, and we couldn't go ahead with it. And hey, it was nature, nothing we could do about it, you know.
So it's been refixed for Sunday after the Christmas period, after the New Year period, everything's kind of settling down. Moving on to Sunday's game, how has the preparation been this time around?
Preparation's been very good, Mark. I look over Christmas, you know yourself, it's difficult getting scheduling logistics, but no, the boys have been very driven. They've given everything what we've asked of them, and we've had a few challenge games in between, which has kept us fresh and kept us ticking over. And hey, thank God, touch wood, no many injuries. Rory Hurd picked up a wee knock on his knee, but it's nothing major. We'll see how he is when we get to London on Sunday, but no, all's good, thank God.
Yeah, and obviously you have the same logistical issues to overcome that you had last time. Is everyone still firmly on the bandwagon? You've still got all that support, do you?
Oh, the support has been great. I didn't think there'd be as many going this time. It's been so soon after Christmas. No, there's big numbers heading over. I think a lot of them's on a day trip this time, coming over in the Sunday morning and back on the Sunday night. But oh no, the support's been brilliant all year, so we're really, really grateful within the parish. The support has been immense, and that's brilliant and great to see.
Yeah, so it's full steam ahead then. Looking ahead, you know, if you come through this game on Sunday, next weekend, it'll come thick and fast. You could potentially find yourself in an All-Ireland semi-final. Do you know much about who you would find yourselves up against if you were to make it through on Sunday?
We're against the Cork champions, Kilmurray. Now, I've seen them a couple of times. Either they're a very solid outfit, and they beat the Kerry champions, so you know yourself, they kind of be underestimated. But my mind's focused on Tara at the minute, Mark. But one eye on Kilmurray, because you kind of have to plan ahead. The week's a short turnaround. We're in Parnell Park if we come through this the following Sunday. So it will be a short turnaround for us or Tara. But hey, it's one of us will have a competitive game under our belt after the Christmas period, which could stand us because it's been the 7th of December since the Munster final. So maybe the competitive game and the mindset getting over this weekend will stand us if we don't get no injuries the following weekend.
Last time there was talk of over 100 people travelling over to London. Do you know what kind of numbers you'd be expecting over there this time?
I think we'll be nearly at 100 again, you know, by the chat of most people, you know, that there's a lot of people booked on the Sunday morning and the Saturday, so we're looking well up at 100 again. Like last time, there was 200 in total booked, but with the few flights cancelled on the Saturday morning, a lot of people didn't get, but there was still 160 over in Ruislip on the Saturday for the abandoned game.
Yeah, it could be another team bonding session on the cars then.
Well, no, hopefully not. Hopefully it's just a case of getting over on Saturday and preparing right and getting the game out of the way and coming out in the right end, the right result, and preparing for the following Sunday. It'll be mild this time.
Yeah, that's it. And lastly, just how's the squad looking? Any knocks or niggles over the festive period?
No, bar Rory. Rory took a wee knock to the knee, but no, I don't think it's nothing major, so everybody else is flying, good to go. Big Kevin has had a very good Christmas period. It's actually been an advantage for Kevin now. He's up to speed a lot well. He was trained this morning and he looked very sharp. So no, all's good now.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for talking to us, Daniel, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Mark. Cheers.